Whenever you're ready.
When have I ever been ready? Let's just do it.
Okay.
And now it's time for another episode of The Lowdown with its host, David Beach. You can write David at lowdowndavid@gmail.com or follow along at thelowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. And now, here's your host, David Beach.
So we begin another episode of The Lowdown with me, your host, David Beach, and engineer Wally. The Lowdown, short and tall, we cover it all here from our palatial studios in lovely Pasadena, found on the very gracious site, NOSAOnline.com. You can subscribe through iTunes. You can also follow along with The Lowdown on thelowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. That's thelowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. You can email me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com, or you can even find the group Fans of The Lowdown on Facebook. And this will make it easier. In case you're interested, you could be my friend. Now that they have usernames on Facebook, yes, I was one that grabbed a username. I can't help it. I'm kind of addicted to that sort of social life because I have no other social life. I am facebook.com/sonofabeach, B-E-A-C-H, because I'm your host, David Beach. And you can be my friend on Facebook, and that way you can find out a little bit more about my life and what's going on, and I can maybe even let you know when I'm going to be recording these podcasts, because if you know when I'm recording, maybe you could Twitter me as it happens. That's right, Twitter. We can actually get that social activity going, and then it would actually be like a maybe a phone call thing. We could hook up Skype. We could do maybe an actual phone call, which my phone could ring at any time in our studio. We just don't know what's going to happen when we're recording it live like this. And you can also follow me on Twitter. And I apologize for the Twitter name. It is somewhat pretentious, but it was the available Twitter name. And I am The David Beach. So that's twitter.com/TheDavidBeach. And I'm pretty impressed with my homepage. So be my friend. Join me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter, and retweet and get me as many followers as we can. Because we want this podcast, and not just for self-serving purposes, but we want this podcast to be big. And we want NOSA to be big, which I'm also going to encourage you folks to join NOSA. If you're listening to this podcast and you're not a member of NOSA, then I ask you why. Not just why are you listening, because that's a question I ask all the time, all you five people out there, but why aren't you a member of NOSA? So join NOSA. Go to NOSAOnline.com. Find out more about what they offer. They're also looking for interviewees for an upcoming documentary. So ask them if you can be in the documentary. I know they're still working on it. This is the June episode of The Lowdown, and it is mid-July, so that tells you how up on top of things I am. Man, you know, it's this point in time when I usually say, let's start this over, Wally, but we're going to plow right through it. Okay, so become a member of NOSA. Go to NOSAOnline.com. Listen to the podcast, and if you're a member, you can hear some of the older podcasts. I think they're all available if you're a member. Some of them aren't, because some of them I have secrets in, important secrets. And they won't let you listen to them unless you remember. So do that. And for members and supporters of NOSA Online, a national organization of short-statured adults, they finally have the candidates for board of directors for the next 4 years. If you're a NOSA member who is interested in voting this November, please visit the members section of the NOSA website and discuss the election in the members section of our message forums. You can find the list of candidates, pictures, and letters from the candidates, and go in there and vote for your candidate. How do I vote? NOSA elections will be held on November 8th, 2009. If you're a voting member of NOSA, you'll receive an email. Reply with the email with your vote. Once they receive the email vote, they'll send a confirm receipt. And if you don't receive any emails from us, you can contact by email or call at 1-888-NOSSAEZ for help. You can also mail the ballot into the address. And votes will be received no later than December 31st, 2009. Unofficial results will be posted on the website and elsewhere November 9th, 2009. Now, here's another little note from a NOSA newsletter, in case you didn't pay attention to it. The June newsletter, which, of course, this is mid-July. It says, beginning in January 2010, NOSA will begin to enforce mandatory dues policy. Members who fail to settle the dues requirement will be removed from the membership in the organization. So get those dues in. It's not that much. Incredibly inexpensive dues and a great organization to be a part of. And we can actually get a voice going, which is what I'm trying to do with this podcast. So spread this podcast around. Use it as your ringtone. You know what? Hold on. I'm going to give you a ringtone right now. You can edit it and use it on your phone as your NOSA ringtone. Okay, hold on. Hey, your phone is ringing and it could be from NOSAonline.com. Okay, maybe not. Feel free to go. Hey, your phone. Hey, it's your phone. All right. And then there's another thing in the newsletter that kind of excited me because I was unaware of this. And I think I should be in line to be the West Coast representative for this because most of the NOSA offices are in New York. There's a singles group. I had no idea. Now, I know that distance dating is not good for me. So I'm going to have to set something up on the West Coast. So I hope the members of NOSA are listening to me and thinking, hey, what a great idea. Let's have David Beach be the head of the singles organization out in California. And then you can send me all the singles and we'll set up dates. Or I'll just set up dates for myself. No, that's not true. I would make it a great organization. And then people would go, oh, that's him. That's the guy. That's the one that no one listens to. That's the guy from the Lowdown. Man, this is just a rambling podcast, isn't it? Well, I apologize. But you know what? There's a reason why it's rambling. First of all, there's a reason why it's late. I have to apologize for the fact that I had come down with, let's just for the sake of argument, say the swine flu. I probably 2 weeks, just pretty much wiped out, unable to do any podcast without having a coughing seizure in the middle of it. And let me tell you now, my coughing seizures are not pleasant. It would take a great deal of editing, and Wally's just not up for it, and it's just painful. It's painful to breathe deep. It's painful to have a podcast, but I'm relatively over it. I haven't had too many coughing fits until I lie down to try to sleep. So tonight I will not be sleeping. And let's see what else. Oh, there's all sorts of things that happened in the news. I don't even want to go into some of the things that happened in the news because everybody knows what happened in the news. And we're moving on, because it is mid-July now, and apparently Los Angeles is paying for a very large memorial service. There we go. Now I'm getting political. Moving on. All right, so let's see. I've asked you to join NOSA. I've asked you to listen to me. I've asked you to be my friend. I've asked you to follow my Twitters. I've asked you to tell people about this podcast so we can get the word out. I do believe my audience has increased. I don't think there's any question to that because I think now I probably have 8 listeners. And when we started, it was pretty much the NOSA offices and my folks. And now I know that some of the people that I've interviewed are now listening. So it's increasing. And that's another reason why it ran late this time. I'll tell you, there's nothing more disappointing than thinking, hey, I've got a great interview lined up and it falls through. Now, I'm not going to say who it is because there was no hard feelings. It's just apparently a very busy person. This was requested by one of the listeners. And I thought, you know, this is what I do. I basically call up the number I'm given and say, hey, this is David Beach with NOSAonline.com, the podcast, The Lowdown. And there's a slight pause as people go, I'm sorry, who? And then I repeat the whole thing as though they're supposed to know who I am. And I say, I would like to interview so-and-so. And we try to set it up. And in this particular case, not only did they say who, but they said, you know what? Well, he's very busy. Very, very busy. I don't know if he can get back to you anytime. Well, now you see, those of you listen know it's only a 15-minute podcast. So basically, we're talking probably 10 minutes of an interview over the phone at their time. Some people are obviously much more busy than I am, so I had trouble with this. But now the exciting thing is I have a great interview lined up this week. So I will have my July podcast done probably before August. So that's pretty exciting to me. So I apologize for the June podcast being mid-July. But the sad thing is, I didn't really hear any complaints. So the listening audience still is not speaking to me. And if you want to have information on this podcast, you need to let me know what you want to hear, because I am more than happy to take your information and run with it. Other than that, this is the information that I have this month. Listen to this. Now, this comes to us, according to the article, Fact or Fiction, It's No Tall Tale, Height Matters, in Scientific America Online, from Tina L. Huang, PhD. It says, in Scientific America Online, people who are taller tend to be more successful and earn higher salaries. Well, this is a given. We have heard this in the past, and there's no question. Has nothing to do with it. It says height is associated with intelligence and educational attainment. Well, that's not something that comes with the genetic portion, that happens to come with whatever that weird thing is that causes short people to feel offended and to feel downtrodden. Sorry, as I digress. Here is something interesting. Knee height and arm span, a reflection of early life environment and a risk of dementia. It's a paper that was in Neurology, published in Neurology. People with shorter limbs are also greater risk for dementia and Alzheimer's disease and other chronic diseases as well. I find that fascinating. Now, they don't really go into exactly why. They've just done some research, and this is what they've come up with. It just basically says knee height and arm span, those with shorter limbs are at greater risk for dementia and Alzheimer's disease. So there you go. Now, let me tell you a little bit more here. It says, and actually I'll read the article here. So now, dear reader, you're probably thinking, isn't height genetic? And either, but I and my friend is my brother is vertically challenged and we weren't starving. They're talking about how in some cultures, the lack of food and nutrition causes shortness and short stature. But in Western cultures, it says here, the study says height is 80% genetic and 20% environmental. So that's just kind of a little bad news I found that says basically we shorter people, we vertically challenged people need to get a balanced diet, eat plenty of fruits and vegetables, and get enough fatty fish or alternative sources of omega-3. Omega-3 has been shown, at least in some surveys, to help fight off Alzheimer's and dementia. So that's just one of the interesting articles that I came across as I'm searching the internet for more things to talk about and things to say on the podcast, The Lowdown. And if you have something you want me to talk about, this is where I plead and beg at the end of the podcast. It is up to you guys to let me know. Now, I joke about the fact there aren't too many people listening. I honestly have no idea how many people listen. I don't have those numbers. And I'm sure that there are ways to get them, but I think it would depress me if I did. So what I need you to do is at least start telling people about it. And if you're embarrassed to have tell people that, you know, you listen to this guy who rants for 15 minutes, then let me know. Let me know, and we can just call it a day. But I need listeners. NOSAOnline.com is an excellent website providing some great information for kids who are growing up and feeling short-statured and dealing with short-statured issues. This could be some place where they could turn to and go, well, I'm not alone. And there would be times when I was growing up that I felt pretty much outside of the norm, looking at everybody's belt buckle. So I feel it's an important thing, and I know there are listeners out there who also feel the same way I do. And basically, it is just me messing around for 15 minutes, and I'm looking for things to talk about, looking for issues you care about. And I know you don't want to hear me just ramble for 15 minutes, so give me something to talk about. That's what we do. We discuss it all, short and tall. Now, I do have a couple of ideas for a couple of episodes coming up that I'm very excited about. I'm not going to tell you what they are. I want you to listen. But we do have a great interview that I'm going to be putting on this week, and then I'll get that podcast up as quickly as possible. Someone I'm sure you may have even heard of, someone who's got a pretty good web presence out there, and someone who has a fascinating take on being short-statured. So, as I said, it's about a 15-minute podcast. That's about it for this week. Yeah, you know, if this were radio, it would be a crime, because I'm basically getting away with doing nothing. But as it is, it's once a month and I'm still doing nothing. So please send me the information. Write me, lowdowndavid@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter. Let me know what's going on with your life. Let me know what you need to talk about. And that's another thing we can do. I can tell other people what people who listen to me are doing. And that way it increases your audience and increase my audience and it builds on itself. All right. I think I'm done. Wally, you got anything you want to add? No? All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You have been listening to The Lowdown. Have a great day.